Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, mainly sunny, high in the upper 70s. Kenosha right now, 61 degrees, 66 in Burlington, Milwaukee 64, 61 in Racine. Police in Mount Pleasant investigating the discovery of a woman's body early yesterday afternoon, though Police Chief Tim Zarzecki is quoted as saying it is not Lynn Rickard, who disappeared a month ago from the town of Dover, prompting an intense search by multiple jurisdictions. A brief news release put out saying the body was discovered in the ditch line in the 11,000 block of Louis Sorensen Road. Mount Pleasant trustee John Hewitt at last night's board meeting mentioning this was about a half mile away from his home.
My neighbors found it while they were out just in driving around. They have an ATV, and they came upon it.
The cause, manner, and circumstances surrounding the death, according to the news release, and the identity of the victim still under investigation. The Wisconsin State Crime Lab's response team and the State Patrol's reconstruction unit are also helping in that investigation. Crime Stoppers of Racine County recently partnered with Texas-based Anderson Software to provide a much more seamless and efficient way for students and other members of the community to offer information for helping prevent, maybe even solve crimes or other serious or life-threatening matters. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Anderson Software leads the industry in secure and anonymous tip acquisition and management solutions called P3 Intel. The new partnership allows Racine County to foster a relationship between law enforcement and the public to proactively create a safer community. Tips were previously accepted as text messages. Crime Stoppers of Racine County will now be accepting tips by phone, the web, and by the way of the new P3 Tips mobile app, available on Apple and Android platforms, greatly enhancing the tip submission process. Still completely anonymous, tips submitted through the P3 mobile app will have no length limitations and allow images, video, and documents to be uploaded with the tip. Tips will still be accepted through the toll-free hotline 888-636-9330. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine Unified School Board last night approving an administrative regulation on professional conduct as part of the superintendent's consent agenda. Mike Frontier calling the rewrite dramatically better.
I thought the initial one was an affront, and I think it hurt the spirit of our effort here to work together. But I want to commend you for whatever happened. As I understand, it was more collaborative. And it was maybe even meet and confer. And I think whatever happened was dramatic and powerful and something I can embrace.
Vote was 6-3 against separating that particular item from the others on the consent agenda, which was then approved by a majority of the 9-member board. Meanwhile, during citizens' comments, the teachers once again bringing up proposed handbook changes and the need for them to be included in the process. President Angelina Cruz claiming it's part of the culture of fear and distrust that has festered the last several years in the district.
Vote no on the proposed handbook changes and direct administration to work with all employee groups to make necessary changes so that we can move this district forward together. We are not talking about collective bargaining. We're talking about professional respect and engaging in conversation through the already existing meet and confer process.
Superintendent Lolly Haas said that ongoing revisions based on board feedback will be presented soon. The original handbook compared to that of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. And it was another chance to find the nominee for the vacant seat on the Mount Pleasant Village Board, and it ends in another tie vote. Ram Bhatia was the latest nominee, a retired electrical engineer, longtime member of the Gateway Technical College Board, a volunteer with several local organizations. Bhatia indicating afterward that he may consider seeking election to the board if the appointment was not going to be confirmed.
All I can do is offer you and my community my services, my passion, my experience, and my time to help the community grow. It's up to you. If I get your vote, if I get the confidence, I'll be very honored and pleased to serve. If not, I'll wait for the next time, election, or, you know, who knows.
The board's been evenly split on the nomination, 3-3. Trustees Feast Atwaska Hansen voting against the nominees. A Taiwanese technology firm Foxconn's decision on where to locate that American plant to make LCD TV screens, it might be coming. The Wall Street Journal says the company might make that announcement yet this week, and it could be in Wisconsin. Racine and Kenosha counties, of course, have been courting the firm. So have other states. Michigan, by the way, has got some new laws allowing for big tax breaks for companies that create big numbers of new jobs. And there was a corporate jet belonging to Foxconn recently spotted in Benton Harbor. More jobs, of course, always better than fewer. Former Kenosha County Executive John Collins says any company that brings new jobs like this into a community causes a ripple effect that can benefit many other parts of the community. Collins in office back in 1988 when Chrysler said it was going to close most of the American Motors operation in Kenosha, which threw thousands of people out of work. And he says a new employer bringing in thousands of jobs would have a huge impact.
Because while we had 14,000 jobs here in the 1970s, that didn't spring on it at one point. That was something that occurred through growth that started back 50, 60 years before that. So having something that is that momentous occurring at one fell swoop, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal.
Talk to our partners at Gateway Public Radio on the issue. Collins saying that Foxconn would be good for the entire region, but there are still questions that would have to be answered. How big the facility would be, the taxes the company would pay, how involved the company might be in the community. The light blue two-story apartment complex you see driving the north side of the roundabout by Racine City Hall near downtown, well, it's targeted for teardown, along with a connected structure listed as having been the God Revival Center. It's coming up on 2 months since the city declared the site unsafe for human habitation. The Journal Times saying that the raise order was served 6 days later to the building's owner. There was a 30-day window for R&N Investments and Holdings, LLC, to respond in some fashion, legally or with code compliance, but City Attorney Scott Letney indicates nothing happened. As for the tenants, the city helped with their relocation. Then the building was boarded up more than 5 weeks ago. City's going to hire a contractor based on bids to tear it down. Things look a lot different in years past at Samuel Myers Park on the south end of Pershing Park Drive on Racine's lakefront. It's now benefited from a whole bunch of federal money that's needed to make the improvements, secured through the efforts of Dr. Julie Kinzelman. She heads up the City Health Department's laboratory and is an internationally recognized expert on water quality. She talked to the Finance and Personnel Committee Monday evening, requesting approval to accept $50,000 from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program to fund a rain garden at the site, the grant requiring a match from the city that is $30,000 above that figure, but not at all necessarily, she said, is that involved money.
The match for coastal management doesn't necessarily have to be a hard match. It could be a soft match. It could be in-kind labor, volunteer support, existing equipment, things like that. But because they were going to do the paving project anyway, and it's important to have this green infrastructure, this rain garden to capture the surface runoff, that was the natural match for this project this year.
She noted the quarter-mile walking trail at Samuel Myers Park is now complete. Coming up August 1st will be a ribbon cutting for the gazebo donated by the Kiwanis Club of Greater Racine. And for now, it's still the building that shall remain nameless, other than being called the Old Curtin Clinic at 2333 Northwestern Avenue, purchased by Racine Unified to house the alternative education programs and Racine Employee Health and Wellness Clinic. Administration sought input on a name, suggested either the Learning Center on Northwestern Avenue or the Alternative Program and Professional Learning Center on Northwestern Avenue. In citizens' comments, community activist Fiona Murphy said, "We need to change the way we look at spaces like these.
You get this in the ground.
Please let's make this be a building that represents an example for not only our own community, but for other communities looking towards us, that these kids have a voice in their future. It might be the only opportunity that they have for someone to show them that."
The issue of naming the building on Northwestern Avenue may not come back to the board until October so they can get student input with the start of the 2017-18 school term. WRJN.com is our webpage where we keep our newscasts. They're in podcast form. They're in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.